Now on with more news stories. A dim decision has folks scratching their heads. TV personality and pro dancer is giving a doctorate from the University of East Anglia, and a city star joins a well-known actress in backing an animal sanctuary. The first glimpse of what will replace Norwich's popular Christmas tunnel of light has been revealed, and city folk have been left underwhelmed. Dubbed the Canopy of Light, the Norwich bid says the installation it has put forward to replace the multicoloured lights will be a first-of-its-kind installation. But when shown the initial plans for the large cubic installation with LED lights hung around it, people were left scratching their heads. Jack Enright and his friend Marcel Medral said it's a bit underwhelming and mediocre in comparison to the tunnel, which was really quite big. Norwich Bid says that the current designs are in their early stages, but it's believed the structure will be installed in Hay Hill. Stephen Gurney, executive director of Norwich Bid, said Norwich Bid is excited to be bringing a bespoke, first-of-its-kind lighting installation to the city for Christmas 2024.
Two Norfolk spots have been named among the UK's most haunted. The Adam and Eve pub in Norwich and Castle Rising near King's Lynn were included in the Telegraph's ranking of the 50 most haunted locations. The Adam and Eve is the oldest pub in Norwich and is at least 750 years old. It is reportedly haunted by the ghost of Lord Edmund Sheffield, an English nobleman who led the King's forces during the Kett's Rebellion of 1549. Lord Sheffield was stabbed and carried to the inn, and many believe he never truly left. His ghost has been reported to roam the modern pub, tapping people on the shoulder and running its fingers through their hair. The article also noted the spooky sightings at Castle Rising, a 900-year-old castle near King's Lynn. Edward II's wife, Isabella the Fair, is one of the most famous occupants. Edward II was reportedly more interested in spending time with his male companions, and Isabella's affection for him deteriorated. Eventually, Isabella and her lover, Roger Mortimer, overthrew him and put her son, Edward III, on the throne. The new king was worried about Isabella and Mortimer's growing influence and hanged Mortimer. He locked his mother away in Castle Rising, and locals claim they can hear her screams and manic laughter emerging from its walls to this day.
A TV personality known for his role heading up a dance troupe that won Britain's Got Talent and in ITV1's The Real Full Monty has been given an honorary degree. Ashley Banjo, MBE, has been awarded an honorary degree of Doctor of Civil Law by the University of East Anglia. He shot to fame in 2009 as the leader of the dance troupe Diversity, which pipped opera singer Susan Boyle to the post to win the third series of Britain's Got Talent. He's also headed up the ITV's charity show The Real Full Monty and has appeared on the judging panel for Dancing on Ice since 2018. Banjo shared the news with his 1 million Instagram followers after an award ceremony at the University Centre, South Essex. Banjo joins Mylene Klass and Adam Kay as an honorary doctorate graduate at the UEA.
More houses could be coming to the city outskirts after multiple plans have been submitted to create affordable homes. Two new applications have been submitted to Norwich City Council to demolish existing garage spaces in Angel Road and at the back of Payne Road in Thornfield Way. Should the application go ahead, they would be replaced with three new-build two-bedroom houses in Payne Road and four new-build one-bedroom flats in Angel Road. The plans are part of a series of applications to come through the Norwich Orwell Partnership for sites currently owned by Norwich City Council to be developed for affordable housing by Orwell Housing Association. All the homes will have access to an outdoor amenity space, while the site in Payne Road will also benefit from rear gardens at each property.
A popular Canaries player and well-known Norfolk actress have backed an animal sanctuary looking to take in new animals after it was raided by police last month. Former City midfielder Rob Newman and actress Lisa Goddard have issued a plea to the public to help keep Halswood Animal Sanctuary afloat. The rescue centre, which has more than 1,000 creatures in its care, was raided by police and the RSPCA in September following concerns about animal welfare. During the operation, a number of animals were taken away for ongoing medical assessment and some were put down on site. The sanctuary is currently overhauling its centre and is planning to take in more wildlife when it receives written permission from the police and the RSPCA. Rob, who played for the Canaries from 1991 to 1998, and Liz, who has appeared in a number of television shows, including Doctor Who, Bernard's Watch and Bergerac, visited Halswood Animal Sanctuary in Stratton-Strawless. Rob said, "I'm asking all animal lovers across Norfolk to donate to Halswood Animal Sanctuary today. The organisation and the animals in its care are depending on our support now more than ever before."
Loud bangs were heard across Norfolk as a passenger plane declared an emergency following a bomb threat. The AI-129 Air India flight from Mumbai to London Heathrow issued the alert while flying over the county. RAF Eurofighter Typhoon jets from RAF Coningsby in Lincolnshire were scrambled in response to the emergency, letting out a sonic boom as they reached supersonic speed. A spokesman for the Royal Air Force said, "We can confirm that RAF Quick Reaction Alert Typhoon fighter aircraft from RAF Coningsby were launched to investigate a civilian aircraft. Following an uneventful interception, the aircraft was released to continue to its original destination under the direction of civilian air traffic control. This incident is now being handled under the control of civilian authorities. Indian Airlines have been rocked by at least 20 hoax bomb threats in the last 3 days, prompting a warning from government officials and civil aviation authorities that very strict action will be taken. The majority of the threats have been received on social media, forcing emergency diversions, landings and evacuations of flights."